Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're hanging out with me. We're going to do our best to the best we can to make your time well invested. And one of the ways we do that is by reintroducing you to an old friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 8 years, actually, as a member of our Brain Trust, the principal of Keeping the People, the author of Seven Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, and his new book is called Re-Engage, and it's all about how to make your business an extraordinary place to work. He's our good friend, Lee Brannum. Welcome back.
Great to be back with you, Jim.
Good to have you back, as always. Yes. And Lee, one of the things that I know that you've been focusing on lately is how we talk to our people, our employees, and our team members about performance.
Mm-hmm.
Is this? We're talking about it now at the end of 1 year, almost the beginning of a new year. First, let me ask you this question. Is this even a good time? You're not necessarily proposing that now's a time to do that, are you?
I'm proposing that all the time is the right time.
All right. So you're not talking about just...
Go ahead. If you've waited to give feedback because it's performance appraisal time at the end of the year, then you've waited too late.
So you're saying don't associate performance feedback from you to them. Don't isolate it to a particular time.
Absolutely not. That's one of the problems with giving performance evaluations is that when we start setting it up as a once a year thing, a lot of managers just say, "Well, that's when I give feedback.
Right.
That's my designated time to give feedback."
That's called surprise.
Yeah, absolutely. And they start
and that's not good.
Backing it.
And that's not good. I'll
save that till the end of the year.
Unload it on them. Yeah, that's not a good thing. So it's just coincidental, folks. That I want to make sure we point this out to me. It's just coincidental that we're talking about this at the end of 1 year, beginning of a new year. We're not advocating that this is the time of year that you do. Because, a lot of people do, Lee. A lot of people have their performance reviews, their year-end bonuses, they have all that right around this time. And I think that's a mistake.
Yeah. Well, it's not necessarily a mistake to do it at that time because it's a good time to look back on the year and think about the year that just finished and look ahead to the year coming, and it's a good time to reflect and look at performance. But I recommend at least every quarter you sit down and you look at goals. You don't and it should be very goal oriented. You know what SMART goals are? Specific, measurable, etc. But every quarter you should be resetting those goals because a lot of things change in the course of 3 months, and whatever those goals are need to be revisited and say, let's check in and see how you're doing.
Right.
It's like a basketball coach. A basketball coach would never think of going out and saying, having their players play 30 games and say, I'll give you feedback at the end of the season.
Right.
A good manager coaches like a good sports coach coaches. Constantly watching the performance, stepping in and saying you need to do this a little bit different, a little bit better.
Well, and feedback can take on a lot of different forms, right? It can be one little quick comment to make an adjustment,
maybe
to brag on them, maybe to compliment them and encourage them. It may be a little adjustment that they need to make. Or it could be something, as you say, on a quarterly basis that's a little more overarching. And then, of course, you'd have an annual, don't you?
Yeah. Right. I used to live next to a woman who was a master gardener, and I asked her what the secret of having such a beautiful backyard was, and she said, when I see a weed, I pick it. And I thought,
you know what Barney Fife would say, nip it in the bud.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what great managers do. Yeah, they don't wait around, and when they see an employee doing something that needs to be corrected, they jump in and
the key is not to do it in such a way where employees don't think you're like hovering and lurking, and every time they take a step, you're right there to zap them.
The key is to figure out
how to do that. And so
and if you're giving praise, for doing good things,
right,
then they know that you're not
that you're
pointing both sides out.
Exactly. So you got to find opportunities to do that. Catch them as I think Ken Blanchard says, catch them doing something right. So hold on to that thought.
Yeah.
Give us your website quickly, please.
It's keepingthepeople.com.
Keepingthepeople.com. Lee Branham and I will be right back. 20 till. Stay with us.
Down to the crossroads, down out on my knees. That's all I've got for myself.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.